And we're joined now by Tatiana's father, René. René, good afternoon. Your daughter made me cry this morning. She made me
happy. Thank you very much, yes.
She did us proud. You must be delighted beyond speech.
No, very much so. Very much so. I can't describe how we are feeling as a family, how proud we are of her, and how much it means to us. And what I get it to the country as well.
Yeah, I mean, we goodness knows we need a lift. And boy, did she give us one with winning. And then that look of surprised, ecstatic delight when she realized that she'd broken the world record. And then the way that the two women that she'd beaten into second and third place flocked her and hugged her, as did Kaylee Corbett, her training partner. It was all just such a positive moment.
No, it was. And, it shows, what it means to her, but it also shows what kind of person she is, with the people coming straight to her, congratulating her, because if it was anybody else, she would have been the first one to do exactly the same.
And then as she was walking past the media booths, she saw your family. She saw her family celebrating on TV. How many of you got up and were sitting around the television watching, René?
Obviously with lockdown, and the curfew, most people had to sleep over. So we had a house full of people and, we had 10 people over. That we watched with, and so we got up at 3:20, made some coffee and got ready to rock and roll.
And did you have any doubts? Because, I mean, if I'd been watching the final without having seen the semi-final, I would have been worried. But having seen the semi-final and listened to the commentators, and then I talked to Penny Haynes, and they told us that Tatiana swims her own pace and she's incredibly strong in the last 100 and particularly in the last 50. So when she was behind in the first couple of turns, I wasn't worried because I knew that she was going to come through. And I'm sure, having watched her many, many times, you had no doubts at all.
Well, no doubt is a big thing, but I also know what the strengths are. So, yes, obviously we also started to shout and to try and encourage her to get over that line. And as they got to the second part in the last, when they were next to each other, I knew that, that's it. It's a matter of, she's going to win this. But, how close can she get to the world record, just as a stamp of approval of what she has tried to do, in the heats and in the semis. And, that line, she stayed within that line, and then all of a sudden, it was there. did we worry? Obviously, you worry. She can also have an off day. Everybody has.
I don't believe that, René. I don't believe she has off days.
Well, we hope not. Anything can happen. It's top sport.
I mean, I think one of the journalists who was writing a report said something along the lines of, it was difficult to tell the tears from the swimming pool water. Because, I mean, I was weeping floods of tears, and there were many moments where she couldn't stop the tears from, just in the immediate aftermath, and then in the medal ceremony again, standing there in that green tracksuit representing South Africa, the pride, hearing the national anthem, the tears. Ah, goodness. And something that you said to a journalist earlier this week, that all those years of training for 2 minutes, 18 seconds, 0.95 for the gold medal and the world record. And she was telling journalists in Tokyo earlier today after the win about the disappointment of not making it to the Rio Olympics in 2016 and how difficult it was for her to fall in love with swimming again. But that point that you made about all those years of training, those many hours, so many days every week to just keep going so that you can get glory in those 2 minutes, 18.95 seconds.
Yes. Yes, and that is, and a lot of people don't understand that, and everything, it is blocks of four years, You know, so when we started 15 years ago, there was a dream. And the dream was to once swim for South Africa and do well at the Olympics. So, you know, then you have to think of, okay, so we there was a path that we followed, you know, and Rocco was involved with that from day one. And so we sat and we looked and, you know, we looked at the four-year cycles, you know, in between Olympics. Okay, so we sort of very early on, you know, came to the conclusion, okay, with our age and everything like that, you know, and reality kicking in for how good can you be and how quick can you drop time. And we said, okay, 2020 is going to be the king or be the Olympics that we are going to aim for. And then she went so much better as what we anticipated that you almost made the 2016 Olympics. But, you know, Esther Jana said, you know, it was difficult for her and everything like that. But, you know, we got over it. And then you get to the next 4 years. And everything, that whole 4 years, that block of training of 4 years, you need all the training before that to get to that block of 4 years. But then that block of 4 years is so important because every block, every year has got a certain, you know, endurance, strength, race pace, everything. But it is set out 100% of how we're going to get there, what the aims are, how are we going to do it. And a lot of time and effort went in that, and Rocco is very good with that, and we kept to it. And then obviously, you know, we were ready. We thought we were ready, and then, you know, COVID came. So,
but here it is. It's the world record, and it is a gold medal, and it is so much delight and so much pride. One last little question. How do you pronounce your surname? Because I've heard so many different pronunciations.
Yeah, sometimes we give up, but it is Schoenmaker. So SG, you know, like Schoen. And not SK like in South Africa or Shoe. No, it's Schoenmaker. It's Dutch.
There we go. René Schoenmaker, thank you very, very much for talking to us. Really,
You're
really
welcome.
Appreciate your time. Thank you so much.